Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. I'm Claire Black. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. In the Bible, gates were really important. They weren't just wooden doors or stone arches. Gates were symbols of protection, of decisions, of entering into something new. In the last episode, we talked about shepherds being the gate for their sheep. Today, we're going to picture what it means to step through God's gate with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name." So, what does that mean? Well, Dana Gresh and Stacy Rudolph talk about that as they head through Dana's gate.
Well, there it is, the infamous Gresh Pasture Gate. And today, I finally get to open it. The other day, you wouldn't let me near the thing.
Careful, Stace. You're about to find out. It's harder than it looks.
Ooh. This thing does not move easily. You sure you don't have a can of WD-40 around here?
Nope. That squeak is part of the charm.
Charm? Dana, this thing sounds like it hasn't been open since the dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Oh, it gets open all the time. You're just hearing it in surround sound.
If you say so. How do you make this look so easy? It's like I'm wrestling with a rusty dragon.
Well, I've had a lot of practice, and I promise it does move eventually. Keep pushing, Stace.
This better be worth it. Right now, I'm getting an arm workout, a leg workout, and maybe even a headache.
Here, let me give you a hand. There we go. See? Once it's open, you got rolling hills, blue sky, and a pasture full of happy animals.
All right, I'll admit, that view is worth the effort. But next time, I'm bringing gloves, oil, and maybe a personal trainer.
Or you could just come out here more often and build some gate-opening muscles.
Oh no, you're trying to recruit me as your official gatekeeper, aren't you?
Hey, every farm needs a gatekeeper in training. But you know, in the Bible, gates actually had some serious significance. They weren't just squeaky farm gates like this one.
Yeah. In Bible times, gates actually stood for some pretty big truths about God. Like, first of all, God is the ultimate gatekeeper. Psalm 24 says, "Lift up your heads, you gates, that the King of glory may come in." He's the one who decides what enters and what doesn't.
Yeah, and that means we can trust him. He knows what's best for us, and when we enter his gates with thanksgiving, we're saying, "God, I trust you to let the right things into my life."
And gates weren't just about access. They were also about protection. Back then, if your city had strong gates, you felt safe. Isaiah 26 even says, "Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter." The gates kept enemies out, and people knew they were secure inside.
Right, and that points us straight to who God is. Psalm 18 calls him our fortress and our shield. Just like the gates of a city guarded the people inside, God protects us from the things that could harm us.
That's a pretty awesome picture. It's like every time I picture God as my gate, I remember he's not just letting me in, he's keeping danger out.
True, but there's one last thing about gates, and I think it's really special.
Ooh, I got this one. Gates were where big life decisions happened. They were kind of like the town hall. In Ruth 4, Boaz wanted to marry Ruth and take care of her family. He made that official at the city gate. The gate was the place where lives were changed.
Mm-hmm. And they were often meeting places. The place where leaders made decisions, and often a place of some truly life-changing experiences.
So, gates remind us of God's authority, his protection, and his invitation to something new.
That's right, and that's probably a good place to talk about our verse for today. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name." Enter his gates. Now, what do you think was the particular significance of this gate?
The psalmist is literally talking about entering the temple gates in Jerusalem, right?
Exactly. Those gates were the entry point into God's presence. And walking through them wasn't just about moving from one part of the city to another. It was about moving from the everyday, ordinary part of life into the sacred spaces, into worship.
Wow. So the gates marked the transition from normal life to God's holy space. And they were to enter the gates with gratitude.
Yes. And that's why the psalmist says to bring thanksgiving with you. You didn't come empty-handed or empty-hearted. Gratitude was like your ticket in.
Okay, let me get this straight. When the Israelites went through those temple gates, they were saying with their actions, God, I'm here to worship you, and I'm coming with thankfulness already in my heart.
That's right. And here's the good news. We don't have to travel to Jerusalem or walk through stone gates to experience that. Because of Jesus, we have direct access to God's presence anywhere, anytime.
So every time we thank him, whether it's in church, at home, or even walking through our front door, we're kind of entering his gates with thanksgiving?
Yes. Gratitude is the way we step into worship, no matter where we are.
Okay, but how do we practice that? I mean, I don't have any giant temple gates in my neighborhood.
Yeah, true. But you do have doors and gates you walk through every single day. And those can remind you of today's verse.
Oh, like when I walk into my bedroom or church or even the grocery store?
Exactly. Every doorway is a chance to say, thank you, God. Gratitude doesn't have to wait for something huge. It grows in the ordinary.
So, true girl, here's our challenge for you this week. Every time you walk through a door or a gate, whisper one thank you to God.
That thank you might be for something small, like, thank you, God, for my warm bed when you walk into your bedroom.
Or, thank you, God, for my lunch today when you walk into the cafeteria.
And sometimes it might be something big, like, thank you, God, for keeping me safe when you walk through your front door at night.
The point isn't how fancy your thank you is. It's that you're practicing walking into God's presence with gratitude. Just like those temple gates we talked about.
Yes. And each thank you is like gently pushing open the gate of your heart a little wider. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes to step into joy and peace with Jesus.
And here's a fun twist. Do this challenge with your mom. Pick one doorway in your house, like the kitchen or your bedroom, and make it your gratitude door. Every time you both walk through it this week, say a thank you out loud together.
Love that challenge, because sometimes when we say it out loud, we remind not only ourselves, but the people around us of God's goodness.
And just think, if you do this for a whole week, that's dozens of little thank yous. By the end of the week, your heart will feel lighter, and you'll see more of God's blessings than you even realized were there.
Exactly. Gratitude's not about having the perfect words. It's about practicing again and again until thankfulness becomes your normal way of living.
So, true girl, take the challenge. Every doorway is your chance to practice Thanksgiving. Big or small, silly or serious, every thank you counts.
And here's something cool. You'll be living Psalm 100, verse 4 in real time. Every time, every day, you'll be entering his gates of Thanksgiving.
You know, I think I'm still voting for the WD-40. That squeak could win the prize for most annoying sound of the year.
I get it. It is loud. But maybe that squeak isn't so bad after all.
Oh, really? You're gonna tell me you like that squeak?
Not exactly, but think about it. Every time this gate groans and squeals, it's like a built-in reminder for me of Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
So you're saying instead of being annoyed, I could let it remind me to say a thank you to God?
Exactly. It's kind of like the gate's own little sermon. Loud, squeaky, but unforgettable.
Okay, that's clever. So from now on, instead of hearing, squeak, I'm going to hear, don't forget to be thankful.
Yep. And honestly, maybe all of us need more little reminders like that in our lives.
True girl, gratitude really is the gateway into God's presence. Just like Dana's pasture gate, it can feel squeaky or even a little heavy at first. But every thank you whisper to God pushes it open a little wider until joy and peace flood through and remind you that he's near. So here's your challenge. This week, every time you walk through a door or gate, whisper one thank you to God. Think of it as practice. Whether it's stepping into your classroom, walking into your bedroom, or even opening your fridge, each one is a chance to turn your eyes towards Him. And here's the best part. Those small thank yous start to build a habit. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Gratitude shifts your heart so you don't just notice the squeaky hinges of life, but the open pastures of God's goodness waiting on the other side. Speaking of the other side, we're almost to a new year, and you know what that means. A fresh start in God's Word. We want to invite you to start the year having daily devos, and we've written some just for you. We ship them every 60 days, along with a mom-daughter conversation guide, scripture memory cards, fun trinkets, and lots more. Find out more when you visit mytruegirl.com and click on True Girl Box at the top. Hey, keep practicing Psalm 100, verse 4, and let it remind you that gratitude isn't just polite manners. It's how you step closer to Jesus every single day. Then, join us for episode 5 when Dan and Stacy hike up Mount Nittany. You won't want to miss it. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.